Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Punantu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavati Tamastuma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Can you turn the heater down? The heater down. Okay. All the way down. So important verses.
It's called important verses. And it's down on the bottom. I don't have it because I have it differently. It'll say on the bottom of the verse. Here you are. Here you are.
Oh.
Okay.
Om Yachanda Samra Shabho Vishvarupaha Chandrokhyo Dhyamrata Asambhabhuva Sanendro Medhaya Aspranautu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jirva Me Matumatama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishruvam Brahmana Koshoti Medhaya Pihitaha Shrutam Me Gopaya Avahanti Ritanvana Kurvana Chiramatmanaha Vasagumsi Mamakavascha Annapane Chasarvada Tato Me Shriyamavaha Lomasham Pashujit Sahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Vimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yashojani Samani Swaha Shreyan Vashyato Sani Swaha Tanpa Bhagavravishani Swaha Sama Bhagavravisha Swaha Tasmin Sahasra Shakhe Nivagahan Twayi Mrije Swaha Yatha Bhagavravatayanti Yatha Masa Aharjaram Evam Maam Brahmacharinaha Tatarayanti Sarvata Swaha Pratibesha Sikrama Bhadikrama Prasyaswa Om Mahan Vrikshyasya Deriva Kirtit Prishtan Gireriva Urdhva Palitro Vajiniva Swamritam Asmi Pravina Gumsa Varchasam Sumedha Amrato Kshitaha Iti Trishan Korve Danu Vachanam Brahma Vida Ahno Kiparam Tadesha Tirtha Satyam Yanam Anantam Brahma Yo Veda Nihyam Guhayam Paramedhyo Man So Oshnite Sarvan Kama Ansaha Brahmana Vipashyate Ti Tasmad va e tasmad atma akasha samputaha Yato vacho nivartante Abhva apya manasasaha Anandam brahmano vidvan Nabhipeti kadasha neti Tasyaisha eva sharira atma Asanneva sabhavati Asat Brahme ti Veda Chet Asi Brahme ti Chet Veda Santamenam Tato Viduriti Bhishasmad Vatat Pavate Bhishode ti Suryaha Bhishasmad Agnishchendrasya Mrityur Dhavati Panchama Iti Saishanandasya mimagum sa bhavati yato vacho nivartante apra apya manasa saha anandam brahmano vidvan nabileti kutashchaneti etagum havavana sapati kimahakum sadhuna karavam kimaham papam karavamiti saya evam vidvane te atmanagat srinte upeye vaisha e te atmanagat srinte ya evam veda itchi panishata.
Okay. Let's go to the third kriya. We'll start with page 20 and do the Brigravai, that first verse. Brigravai, Bhadrani, 27 on this. And what page is it for you?
19,
okay. Let's just do this first paragraph. Prigurvai Varunihi Varanam Pitaram Patasara Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmeti Tasma Etat Provacha Annam Pranam Chakshishrot Brahmano Vachamiti Tagumho Vacha Yatova Imani Putani Jayante Yena Jatani Jivanti Yat priyantya visam vishanti tad vijignyasasva tad brahmeti satapo tatpyata satapastastva. Let's go to Vijnanam. Vijnanam Brahmeti. Next page for you. Page 28 for this. And what page is it for you?
21.
This one is following the same pattern as the Annamaya, Pranamaya, and Manomaya. I'm going to make a, when I start teaching about it, I'll make the distinction between the Manomaya and the Vijnanamaya, which is what I couldn't do last week. Okay? But we do that from Vijnanam Brahmeti Vijanat. Vijnanam Brahmeti Vijanat. Vijnanam Brahmeti Vijanat. Vijnanam Brahma Iti Vijanat. It's nice for you to repeat it if I break the sentence, if you can do it. So, Vijnanam Brahma Iti Vijanat.
Vijnanam Brahma Iti
Vijanat. Vijnanat
Jeva. Vijnanat
Jeva. Kalvimani.
Bhutani.
Jayante.
Jayante.
Vijnanat Hi. Eva.
Vijnanat
hi Eva.
Vijnanat hi Eva.
Kalu imani.
Kalu imani.
Bhutani.
Bhutani.
Jayante.
Jayante.
Vijnanat hi Eva. Kalu imani. Bhutani. Jayante.
Vijnanat.
Kalu imani.
Kalu imani.
Now, Vijnanat Jeva Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante. Read it with us, Sandy. Vijnanat Jeva Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante. For any of you who are studying Sandhi, is there a Sandhi here that you don't recognize that I can go over?
Vijnanena jatani jivanti.
Vijnanena jatani jivanti.
Vijnanena jatani jivanti. Vijnanam prayant cha visanti ti. Vijnanam prayant cha visam vishanti ti. Remember, this is the same that in all of them, but it's kind of a...
It's hard to say.
Yeah. Let's go slowly. Prayant cha visam.
Prayant cha visam.
Vishanti ti.
Vishanti ti.
Vishanti ti. Prayant cha visam vishanti ti.
Prayant
cha visam.
Prayant cha visam.
Vishanti ti.
Vishanti ti.
Prayant cha visam vishanti ti. If I break the sandhi, prayanti abhisang vishanti. Say that. Prayanti abhisang vishanti.
Abhisang vishanti.
Iti. Prayanti abhisang vishanti. Iti.
Prayanti
abhisang vishanti. Iti.
Prayanti.
So, Vijnanam prayant cha visam vishanti iti.
Prayant cha visam vishanti
iti.
Somebody's saying
sham. Abhisam. 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 Say abhisam.
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 Abhisam
vishanti iti.
Priyant
cha visam vishanti iti. Since tad vijnaya, tad vijnaya,
tad vijnaya,
tad vijnaya, tad vijnaya,
tad vijnaya,
punareva,
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 varunam,
varunam,
pitaram. Upasasara. Punareva. Punareva varunam. Varunam. Punareva varunam. Pitaram.
Upasasara.
Punareva.
Varunam.
Pitaram.
Upasasara.
Kiki, why don't you do it? And we'll repeat after you. Because why I'm saying that is it's a mouthful with the dental na, punar, punar, and then the varuna. Okay?
Punareva.
Punareva.
Varunam.
Varunam.
Pitaram upasasara.
Pitaram upasasara. Go ahead. We repeat. I want us to repeat after you. Just do it in sections.
Punareva.
Punareva.
Varunam.
Varunam.
Pitaram,
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 upasasara. Upasasara. Again.
Punareva.
Punareva.
Varunam.
Varunam.
Pitaram.
Pitaram.
Upasasara.
Upasasara. Good for now. Punar, eva, varunam, pitaram, upasasara. Do it with a semi broken. Punar can be punaha, but the actual word is punar, right? Punar means again. Punar, eva. That repa will become visarga often, but the word is punar. Punar, eva, varunam, pitaram, upasasara. Repeat.
Punar, eva, varunam, pitaram, upasasara.
Adihi, bhagavo, brahmeti.
Adihi
Bhagavo Brahmeti.
Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti.
Adihi Bhagavaha Brahma Iti.
Adihi Bhagavaha Brahma Iti.
Bhagavaha Brahma Iti. Adihi Bhagavo Brahmeti.
Adhihi Bhagavo Brahmadhi.
Tagum ho vacha.
Tagum ho vacha.
Tagum ho vacha.
Tagum ho vacha.
Tan ha uvacha.
Tan ha uvacha.
Tagum ho vacha.
Tagum ho vacha.
Tapasa Brahma Vijignasaswa.
Tapasa Brahma Vijignasaswa.
Tapasa Brahma Vijignasaswa.
Tapasa Brahma Vijignasaswa.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapo Brahmeti.
Tapaha Brahma Iti.
Tapaha Brahma Iti.
Tapaha is tapas, right? The substantive is tapas. Tapas, tapaha, tapo. Tapo brahmeti. Sa tapo tapyata.
Sa tapo tapyata.
Sa tapo tapyata.
Sa tapo tapyata.
Sa tapas tatwa.
Sa tapas tatwa.
Sa tapaha atapyata, sorry. Sa tapaha atapyata.
Sa tapaha atapyata.
Sa tapaha atapyata.
Sa tapaha
tatwa. Sa tapaha tatwa.
Sa tapaha tatwa.
Okay, so this is the same as all the others, except we're replacing vijnana. So let's just look at the translation, we'll chant it, and then I'll talk about the difference between manas and vijnana. Vijnanam brahma iti vijanat. He realized vijanat. What? He realized iti, that. That iti, sometimes you can translate iti as that, and you put it into indirect speech. Because otherwise it says, he realized, quote, you know, vijnanam. The vijnana, the buddhi, which is meant to be the karaka, but I'll unfold that later, but vijnana, the buddhi, is Brahman. So you could say, he realized, vijana, past tense, that the buddhi is Brahman. The vijnana is Brahman. So the iti, sometimes, see in Sanskrit, they don't have indirect speech. You can't say he realized that, in Sanskrit, you can't say that he realized that the buddhi is Brahman. You would say, he realized, quote, iti, and then exactly what he realized is put in the quotes. So it's always direct. But indirect, we say, instead of saying that he realized, quote, the buddhi is Brahman, he realized that the buddhi is Brahman. And so this word iti can be used as that, right? To convert direct speech into indirect speech. Because in English, we tend to use indirect speech much more. We don't always translate everything into direct speech. For Sanskrit people, you don't have to really bother about it, but the word iti can be used to put something in quotes as, this is what he realized, quotes. Mm-hmm. Or you can use it and translate it as that to make the sentence into indirect speech. He realized that the vijnana, the buddhi, is Brahman.
Yeah, it sounds kind of biblical, like something like, he realized thus, and then
But it's pervasive, the Sanskrit. Then that's what I want you to understand, is that there's no indirect speech. They use iti, and then we will translate it indirectly, usually by using the word that. Okay? So he realized that vijnanam, that the vijnanam is Brahman. So vijnanam Brahma, both in the nominative, iti putting it in quotes or indirect speech, that. Vijana is past tense, so he realized, he understood clearly.
I'm sorry to belabor this point, but that iti, would you ever actually use it as quotations in translation?
Yeah.
You would use,
because
and then you would use the that he realized, and then you would, like,
you wouldn't use that. You wouldn't use that if you're putting the quotes.
Right, okay.
If you put the quotes, then you're keeping the direct statement.
Right, okay.
But if you use that, then just like in English, you don't use quotes anymore.
Okay.
Then vijnanat, from the vijnanam, he eva kalu. These are emphasis. Verily, indeed. He eva kalu, from the vijnanam, indeed, imani bhutani jayante. These beings, imani bhutani, namata pearls, jayante, are born. These beings are born. So it's all the same, right? So imani bhutani namata pearls, jayante, are born. Janja.
Oh, janja.
So what's the concept here?
It's actually fourth.
I see.
Jan is fourth. Jayat, and the Jan becomes Jan. Hexa, yeah. Means to be born. To be born or produced. Whatever.
What's the concept?
The concept is that we've been going layer by layer from the anna, from food to prana to manas, and now to the vijnanam, where each time he's told to go back and contemplate, and as he goes back and contemplates on it, he goes inward, really inward in terms of a kosha, and realize, oh, vijnana, the karta, actually is interior to the manas. The manas is interior to the prana. He's already realized the prana is interior to the anam. He's realized, but now he's realizing that in terms of the manas, there's also something interior to that, which is the vijnanam. So he says, having from the previous, remember in the previous paragraph, it ends with, he did tapas, and having done the tapas, right, the last two, satsapo tapyutha, he did the tapas, and he went and he did the vichara, and then satapastatva, and then having done the tapas, he understood clearly that it's vijnanam, the karta, as we'll see, is Brahman. That's innermost. The vijnana is innermost to the manas.
Well, you're introducing karta here.
If you'd be patient, I'll unfold it.
Yeah, I just heard that. Have you introduced that before?
No, we haven't done that yet.
I said it two or three times now, but always saying that I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
So just take vijnanam now as vijnanam.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So vijnanat. From the vijnana, indeed, alone, these beings are born. Then vijnanena, by vijnana, jatani, that which has been born, past passive, participle, from janja, jivanti, they live. Those that have been born, now they're sustained, they live. Vijnanena, jatani, namita pearl, jivanti, from jiv, first parish mantra, to live. Okay? We could say they've been born. They're sustained. They're born from the vijnana. They're sustained by the. Those that are born are sustained by the vijnana, and then vijnanam prayanti abhisambhishanti iti. Then what? Prayanti. They go. Prayanti. Who goes? Those that have been born. They go to the vijnanam. Vijnanam is accusative singular. Prayanti means they go to the vijnanam. Abhisambhishanti. They are immersed. They resolve into, they go to and resolve into the vijnanam. So these two words define each other. Prayanti, they go. Do they go and meet him, the vijnanam? No, they don't go and meet, they become, they resolve into. So this is the birth, sustenance, resolution. So they go to the, they go back into the vijnanam. So prayanti, abhisambhishanti, hiti. Thus, now the statement, this iti puts quotes now around the whole statement beginning with vijnanat. Because the next statement says, tad vijnaya, having realized that. What? The whole thing that's put in the iti. You see that sambhishanti iti?
Mm-hmm.
That iti puts quotes around everything from vijnanat to sambhishanti. That's what's been realized. Having realized that, so vijnaya is an indeclinable past participle, having realized that, which is in the accusative singular. Punar eva, again indeed, varunam, varuna, pitaram, the father whose name is varunam, accusative singular, upasasada, he approached. Then again, he approached varunam, the father, named varunam, varunam, the father. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Punar eva, indeclinables, varunam and pitaram, accusative and upasasada. I think that's the perfect that we're going to be learning. Perfect is a past tense.
Mm-hmm.
Adihi,
Excuse me, what was he approached?
Upasasada. He approached the who? Pitaram. Accuses
oh, that's
father.
Father.
Okay,
okay.
And then Varanam is the name.
And Punara is
again.
The
Punara means again.
Oh.
It's an indeclinable, and Eva means indeed. It's like saying in English you say again and again.
mm-hmm.
It's emphasis. Eva is emphasis. Again he approached Varuna, his father.
That's not a criticism, is it?
You're saying, oh gosh, he's so dull.
I
go back to his dad again.
You approach Carol.
I do that all the time.
Okay, that, I think that's good. Then Adihi. Adihi Bhagavaha. Bhagavaha is in the vocative. Hey Bhagawan, means disrespect, sir. May you teach Brahma iti. May you teach Brahman, he said. May you teach, hey Bhagawan, may you teach me as understood. May you teach me Brahman.
And Adihi is imperative?
Imperative. Adihi is imperative, second person singular. Adihi, may you teach. Bhagavaha, hey Bhagawan. Revered sir. May you teach from, may you teach Brahman. In English you would say like we said, may you teach me Brahman.
Mm-hmm.
Or may you teach Brahman to me. Then, tam ha uvaja. Indeed, ha, he said, come to him. What did he say? May you teach, hey Bhagawan, revered sir, may you teach Brahman. And if he puts that into quotes. Oh, sorry, I did that wrong. Tam ha huvacha is what the father says to.
Yeah.
It's what the father says to him.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "May you teach, revered sir. May you teach Brahman." To him, he said, "Tapasa Brahma vijignyasaswa." By tapas, Brahman vijignyasaswa. By tapas. Brahma, Vaitapas is instrumental singular, Brahma, Brahman, accusative singular, Vijignyasaswa, that is an imperative desiderative, may you desire to clearly see, may you desire to realize Brahman through tapas. And here tapas is the vichara, but also as we see from Shankara's commentary and Swamiji's commentary, it's everything else also that is necessary for the antakarana shuddhi that's necessary to bring about this realization. You have to have antakarana shuddhi and you have to be able to do the vichara. So the primary meaning of tapas is the vichara, but this antakarana shuddhi, karma yoga, all of these kind of bahya sadhanas, external sadhanas that are bring about the neutralization of raga and dvesha, the neutralization of all your likes and dislikes. That's also necessary.
Well, you need that to do the vichara, right?
Or you're going to be upset while you're doing it. So tapas, so may you desire to know Brahman through tapas. Tapasa, Brahma, Vijignyasaswa. So instrumental, Vijignyasaswa, imperative, second person, singular. Desiderative, may you desire to know, to realize. Then, Tapo Brahma iti. Brahman is tapas. Tapas is Brahman. You can take that as a praise. Also that meaning tapas is what's necessary to realize Brahman. Also tapas, there is no karta, right? Tapas, the tapas itself is Brahman. Right? So I gave you these two meanings already. And then also it's it's just a different way of saying it. Swamiji talks about this. You can't separate here, you can't separate the sadhya, that which is to be realized, from the sadhana. The sadhya is the thing to be realized. The sadhana is the means. Tapas is the means. Because without that means, there is no recognition of Brahman. And so it's tapas itself that is Brahman. That, because it will resolve in Brahman. And without that tapas, you can't realize Brahman. So it's the same. It's like a praise also. Satapo tapyata. He, satapaha asapita, he did the tapas. And sa tapas tapwa, and he, having done the tapas. So here, sa tapaha is saham nominative singular, tapaha accusative, singular atapita, regular past tense. He did the tapas. And then he, tapas having done, right? So accusative again. Okay, for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So let's chant this.
He having done.
See, it says he did the tapas, and then he, having done the tapas, leads into the next paragraph.
Okay.
As all of the others are ending with that, leading into the next. What he realizes, having done it, right?
And that's the best part.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then they don't have that at the end of the last one.
Mm-hmm. After this one, he realizes and doesn't come back. Okay, Dad. Okay. Vijnanam prameti syajanat. 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 Vijnanat cheva. Vijnanat cheva. Vijnanat cheva kalvimani. Bhutani jayante. Bhutani jayante. Vijnanat cheva kalvimani. 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 Bhutani jayante. Vijnanena jatani jivanti. Vijnanena jatani jivanti. Vijnanena jatani jivanti. Vijnanena jatani jivanti. Vijnanam prayantya visamvishantiti. Vijnanam prayantya visamvishantiti. Vijnanam. Vijnanam. Vijnanam prayantya visam. Vijnanam prayantya visam. Vijnanam prayantya visamvishantiti. Vijnanam prayantya visamvishantiti. Vijnanam prayantya visamvishantiti. Vijnanam prayantya visamvishantiti. Tadvijnaya. 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 Punareva. Punareva. Punareva varunam. Punareva varunam. Puna. Watch the dental and lingual for the nakara. Punareva varunam. Punareva varunam. Pitaram upatasara. Pitaram upatasara. Punareva varunam. Pitaram upatasara. Punareva varunam. Pitaram upatasara. Punareva varunam pitaram upasasara. Punareva varunam pitaram upasasara. Adi adihi bhagavo brahmeti. Adihi bhagavo brahmeti. Adihi bhagavo brahmeti. Adihi bhagavo brahmeti. Tegum ho vacha. Tegum ho vacha. Tegum ho vacha. Tegum ho vacha. Tapasa prama
tapasa brahma vijñāsasva 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 tapo brahmeti tapo brahmeti tapo brahmeti tapo brahmeti satapo tapyata satapo tapyata satapas tattva Satapastattva. Okay. Here, there's a what in the Bhāṣya will say a penetration by degrees, starting with Bhṛgu recognizing first of all that Anam is from this Virat. Right, this whole physical world, this is nothing but food. Right, everything comes from food and resolves into food. And even in terms of this physical body, this is food. So the Vyashti Upadhi is food, and the Sameshti Upadhi is food. Then upon analysis, you realize, yes, but the food is enlivened. So innermost, interior to the food, is the vital force, is the prana. The world is enlivened, the sameshti, and sameshti means the total, the vyashti is the individual. So these sameshti and vyashti terms you have to become familiar with. So the sameshti, the whole universe, the virat that's made of food, is enlivened by prana. My individual sharira, the individual body, is enlivened by the prana. And so it's not just food, and the prana is interior to the food. It enlivens the food. And so he goes in one degree, right? We're really going through the koshas, but he goes in one degree and realizes, because he had a doubt, having realized that food is Brahman, he contemplates on it, and then he realizes there's a problem here, so he goes to Varuna, his father, asks him. His father says, go back and do more tapas. And so he goes back, and having done more tapas, he realizes, oh, it must be prana. The prana is Brahman. From prana, everything comes, is born, is sustained, and resolved. But then he realizes that there's consciousness. There's Hiranyagarbha on the Sameshti. There's consciousness indwelling the prana. There's a being indwelling the prana, right? So there's consciousness that from the Vyashti level is what we call the Taijasa, or the conscious being, the Jiva, the conscious being that is there. And from the Sameshti level, it's called Hiranyagarbha. So consciousness is indwelling this physical body that is enlivened by the prana. It is also is known, is enjoyed. So Hiranyagarbha, on the one hand, and Taijasa, on the other, becomes innermost, right? And that is what is called Manas. But then he realizes this creation comes into being. It's what we call Brahmaji, right? There's Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. And so there's a karta, as though creator, right, that we call Brahmaji. And Brahmaji is more than just the consciousness. And why he realizes this isn't in Shankara's commentary. This is Swamiji, and also it's referenced in the tika that we use that unfolds what Shankara says. And sometimes the tika, what Swamiji says in his commentaries, we use this tika. The tika will fill in the gaps. Like if Shankara didn't go into certain areas, the tika will go into those areas. And so here, the karta, the vijnana must be karta, because we're making a differentiation here between prana, manas, and vijnana. So Hiranyagarbha is the whole conscious being, you know, your manas is the conscious being, but what is the karta, the ahankara, from the standpoint of the jiva, and from the standpoint of Ishwara, Brahmaji is considered the creator, in the sense of when the creation comes, Brahmaji is the
ahankara, not the ahankara, the aham of the creation, the creator of the creation. And why he realizes this is that, you know, there's something innermost even to Brahmaji or to the jiva because of ajnana, because for the jiva, ajnana and deep sleep, that ahankara goes. In deep sleep, the ahankara goes. So he can't stop at the vijnana either. Take the vijnana as the karta, as the ahankara, because remember that the buddhi and the ahankara go together, right? And so the kartrutvam, or the bhoktrutvam, the enjoyer, you know, that's considered the vijnana. So you can say the ahankara or the karta. So that's how they differentiate the vijnana. But then he realizes a problem with that. And the problem is that in deep sleep, there is no karta. There is no perception of duality at all. And so you can't stop there. And even from the standpoint of Brahmaji, Brahmaji also resolves. Brahmaji resolves when the creation resolves. It comes from this, is sustained by this, and resolves back into this. When you resolve back in, finally, there is no ahankara, there is no karta, there is no duality. And so even the Virat, Hiranyagarbha, Brahmaji, you know, all of this is resolved. And so that also, you know, can't be Brahman. Even the Vijnana Maya Kosha can't be Brahman if we look at it as the karta, or we look at it as doership. Right? As the ahankara or as the karta.
When all that resolves, is there still a... Oh, hi, Tibby. Oh, you're a good girl.
Good morning.
I want more food, but she's had a lot.
Oh, that's what it is. Well, when all that resolves, is the sense of me still available, or...
Yeah, the sense of me is Brahman. So...
She's begging for me now.
Just let her be.
Yeah.
Where's my purse?
That sense of me, I'm curious about that.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, so... He realizes that even the vijnana maya kosha, the buddhi, the ahankara, can't be Brahman. Okay? So just separate buddhi from manas. All right, for everybody? And take the vijnana as karta or as Brahmaji. It can't be Brahman because it resolves. The ahankara resolves in deep sleep, for instance. The creation resolves, you know. When the creation resolves also, there's no ahankara there, there's no karta there, there's no Brahmaji, there's no Brahmaji, there's no Hiranyagarbha, there's no Virat. It's all goes into unmanifest condition. And so if the karta or the ahankara itself resolves, that can't be Brahman. You see? That's what he's thinking. Okay for everybody? We won't do all of this, but repeat after me. Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat.
Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat.
Anandaha Brahma Iti Vyajanat.
Anandaha Brahma Iti Vyajanat.
Anandat Jeva Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante. Anandad jeva kalvimani bhutani jayante.
Anandad jeva kalvimani bhutani jayante.
Anandena jatani jivanti.
Anandena jatani jivanti.
Anandena jatani jivanti.
Anandena jatani jivanti.
Anandam prayantyabhisam vishantiti.
Anandam prayantyabhisam
vishantiti.
Anandam
prayantyabhisam vishantiti.
Prayantyabhisam vishantiti.
Prayantyabhisam vishantiti.
Prayantyabhisam vishantiti.
Okay, let's chant this part because it's exactly like before. Then it becomes different. Anando Brahmeti Vyajanat.
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 Anando Brahmeti Vijanat Anandat Anandat Jeva Anandat Jeva Anandat Jeva Anandat Jeva Anandat Jeva Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante Anandat Jeva Kalvimani Bhutani Jayante Anandatyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante Anandatyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante Anandatyeva Anandatyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante Kalvimani bhutani jayante Anandatyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante Anandatyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante Anandena jatani jivanti Anandena jatani jivanti Anandena jatani jivanti Anandena jatani jivanti Anandam priyantya visambhishanti ti Anandam priyantya visambhishanti ti Anandam priyantya visambhishanti ti Anandam priyantya visambhishanti ti
Okay, that's the same. Anandaha Brahma iti vyajana. He realized that Ananda is Brahman. Anandat hi eva kalu. From the Ananda indeed, imani bhutani jayante, these beings are born. Anandena by Ananda, jatani, the beings that are born, jivanti, they live, they're sustained. Anandam to the into the Ananda, pranyanti, they go to Ananda. Abhisam vishanti, they resolve into Ananda. See?
So that includes deep sleep then, right?
That can hold it. Sai, repeat after me. Sai Shah Bhargavi Varani Vidya.
Sahasha Bhargavi Varani Vidya.
Sa Esha Bhargavi Varani Vidya.
Sa Esha Bhargavi Varani Vidya.
It says all nominative, feminine nominative singular. That this Sa Esha, nominative singular. Sa Esha, that this Vidya. Bhargavi and Varuni are taditas. This Vidya, which literally it says which belongs to Varuna, that comes from Varuna, which belongs to Varuna, and which belongs to Bhargavi. They're both taditas. Means now Varuna and Bhargava both have this vidya. It's really beautiful. But when you break down, see, Bhargavi is a form of Bhrigu. Mm-hmm. Varani is a form of Varuna. Mm-hmm. So, really when you break it down, it'll go like this. The vidya which was received by Bhrigu and which was taught by Varuna.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah. But now both of them have it. The vidya that is now received, understood, realized by Bhrigu and was taught, was given by Varuna. So this is the knowledge, this is the knowledge that was taught to Bhrigu by Varuna. The knowledge that Bhrigu, that Varuna taught and Bhrigu received. Mm. Now both of them have it. Mm. It's a tadita, it's a derivative, right? The taditas, you haven't learned them yet, they're derivatives. So you take the word brigu, or varna, and often you'll recognize it by seeing a vidhi of the first vowel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then also, that's the key. It's the vidhi of the first vowel. Here, the form they're using is one where it ends in an e, long e.
So
but there's different
like
ways of forming
vidhya. Is varuni then almost adjectival to
vidhya? Yeah, it's done in the feminine.
Okay.
Right, because it's an adjective to all feminine adjectives to vidhya. So Shankara breaks it up like this. The first Bhargavi, the first Kavita, the derivative here, means the vidya which was realized by Bhrigu. And the second one, the second Tadita, that which was instructed by Varuna, the mm-hmm. father. Okay.
And do they say where he got it?
I think at the very beginning, I think they do mention where he got it.
Oh, really?
I don't remember. So this is the knowledge taught by Varuna, received, realized by Bhrigu. This is the knowledge that was taught by Varuna and realized by Bhrigu. Parame vyoman pratishtita. Again, that's feminine, that pratishtita. Parame vyoman means the space in the heart, right? It actually should be vyomni. We had this before. Vyoman means space. Parame, in that supreme space in the heart. Vyoman. So it's the Hridakasha, the space in the heart. Parame. That vidya is pratishtita, right? Is situated there in the space in the heart. Pratishtita means well placed, firmly placed there in the space in the heart. It's the ananda.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, so parame is in the nominative, I mean it's in the locative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Vyoman is just nominative, but it should be vyomni, so you take it as chandas, in the space in the heart. Pratishtita means vidya, pratishtita, that vidya is placed there, in the space in the heart, it's situated there. Ya evam veda pratitishtati. Yaha evam veda pratitishtati. Say that. Yaha, ya evam veda. Ya evam veda pratitishtati. Ya evam veda pratitishtati.
Ya evam veda pratitishtati.
Yaha evam veda pratitishtati.
Yaha evam veda pratitishtati.
Yaha, the one who, he who knows that, knows in this manner, the one who knows, he who, Yaha Veda, he who knows, Avam, in this way. Yet there's just been all these verses that we've just unfolded, this progression from the Anna to the Prana, etc., you know, all the way up to Ananda. He who knows in this way, Pratitishtati, he has Nishtha. That pratishtha means he is firmly rooted there. He says that he who knows in this way has the jnana nishtha. That's the idea. But he abides there firmly. He who knows in this manner, then yaha evam veda pratitishtati, then annavan annadau bhavati. Annavan annadau bhavati. Annavan anadaha bhavati.
Annavan anadaha bhavati.
Annavan anadaha bhavati.
Annavan anadaha bhavati.
Annavan anada. Annavan anado bhavati.
Annavan anado bhavati.
Did I say, I was saying Dao, I think. Annavan anado bhavati. Now this is praise of him. He becomes, he has annavan, he is one who has food. And anadaha means he digests the food. He eats the food. He has food and he eats food. In the Bhashya it says, Shankara says, everybody eats, everybody has food and everybody eats food, so it can't just mean that as a phrase of vidya. So it means
it's assimilated the knowledge.
It can mean that, but actually just on a simple terms of praise, what does he get in the world from that? He gets plenty of food, lots of food, and he has good digestion. But that's one meaning. But it also means, you know, he has all food, because Virat is nothing but food. And all of that food he is able to enjoy. All of the food which is Virat, he is able to enjoy, to eat that food, to assimilate that food.
So in a sense, the food stand is an analogy for everything.
Yes, and that's how Swamiji will take it. He'll take it all the way back in fact. So, as the knower, Brahman enjoys everything. Yeah. So, but it can also just mean, because in the Upanishads they do this, he never suffers from want of food. He has as much food as he could ever want, and he's able to enjoy that food. It means he enjoys good health and plenty. But it also means he has all food as Hiranyagarbha, as Virat, right? And he also is able to assimilate both the eater and the eaten. He's both the eaten and the eater. He's the subject and the object. The karta and the karma. The eaten, the food itself is Virat. The eater of the food, right? So now you've got the karta and the karma. You're both the subject and the object. So he has all of the food and he eats all of the food with good digestion. And then also, Mahan Bhavati, he becomes Mahan, great, from Mahat, accusative, nominative singular. Mahat, he is Mahat. He is great. How? He achieves greatness. He becomes great. Prajaya, through progeny. Progeny, through many, many progeny. Pashubihi, through cattle, livestock, so this is just wealth, through progeny, through wealth, cattle, and Brahma Vartrasena, and through the tejas that is Brahman. Here Shankar talks about it as the tejas which is natural to a Jivan Mukta, to somebody who has Jnana Nishtha. Because for somebody who has Jnana Nishtha, the mind isn't cluttered with pain or obstructions, and so the ananda, the Brahma Swarupa, is manifest in that mind because the mind isn't cluttered. And then that's the Brahma Varchas, the tejas that's born of Brahma Jnana. So he has that fame through Brahma Varchas, and then Mahan Kirtya. Oh, let's read this. Mahan Bhavati Prajaya.
Mahan Bhavati Prajaya
Pashubhira
Pashubhira
Brahma Varchasena
Brahma Varchasena
Mahan Bhavati Prajaya Pashubhihi Brahma Varchasena
Mahan Bhavati Prajaya Pashubhira Brahma
Varchasena Mahan Bhavati Prajaya
Mahan Bhavati Prajaya
Pashubhihi
Prashubhihi
Brahma Varchasena
Brahma Varchasena
Mahan
Mahan
Kirtya
Kirtya.
This says that Mahan, you bring up the Bhavati from before, he becomes famous, he becomes great through fame, by means of fame. And Shankar says, by the fame of being a Sadacharya, somebody who is Sadachara by his good conduct. And he becomes loved by all because of his good conduct. His fame is not the fame of notoriety. It's the fame of dharma. Of, you know, the fame of jnana nishtha, the fame of being a good person. Swamiji says, the fame of being a friendly fellow that people... a friendly fellow that people I enjoy being around. Because of goodness. Because of his goodness.
Why did they throw this phrase in like this?
Right? Because they often do that just to show the pala. There's a drishta pala also. The drishta pala is this kind of the scene results. Because ananda attracts.
Yeah.
Well-being. That's really what love attracts. Ananda attracts. You know. Another way you can take it, though, and Swamiji takes it this way also, is just to see it as, you know, the Hiranyagarbha. I mean, attaining Virat, it becomes one with the whole. And that the Atma is worshipped. All beings worship the Atma. Whether they're jnanis or not, they worship Ananda. Whether you superimpose the Ananda on something out here, or you recognize it as the nature of the self, we worship on, our whole life is a worship and a pranam to the Ananda. And so the jnani is an embodiment of that Ananda. And so, in fact, that can get the jnani in trouble. Because they'll worship the jnani instead of the Ananda that they're seeking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So eventually every student has to take back the projection of the Ananda, even on the guru. Mm-hmm.
But you know, this attraction of the jnani, it reminds me of when Swamiji was living in Rishikesh. He was in this little grass hut. And he was an attraction. People, all the sadhus and everybody just kept coming there. You know?
People are attracted to Ananda, even if the person doesn't have knowledge. If they are full and happy and complete, and they like you, that's the main thing. If they're full, happy, and complete, and they don't like you, then there's no attraction at all, but they like you.
Yes.
You know? We always go toward love. That's what it is.
But
so let's take a break.